Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Don't be silly. Are you a morning person as it goes? Are you good? Like, what time are you... What's your work ethic like? Do you get up super early and start working, or are you a bit more of a... Don't bother me, it's night time.
I do like to get up early, actually. I'm usually up by... I'd say it's rare I'm still in bed by 8.
It's impressive,
I'd say.
So listen, congratulations. Sign of the times. I've heard it in a locked room where I had to sign 1,000,001 forms before it went. But it was great. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I quite like it as well, actually, which helps.
You must have been excited, like a combination of excited, proud, expectant father to get your music out there, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's very much felt like giving birth. I mean, not without the pain, obviously. I mean, it was very exciting. I mean, it was nerve-wracking also. I'm pretty excited to have a job again. But I think honestly, any time you're putting something out that's kind of a piece of you, I guess it's quite a vulnerable feeling. But I mean, it's exciting, and I like it, and I think that helps in terms of the nerves. I think if I was putting something out that I didn't like, then I'd be much more nervous.
I guess that probably wouldn't happen, though, would it, in terms of...
Right, yeah. I mean, I really like it, and I think it's very much the song that kind of started making the album feel like it was kind of coming together. So it was a big, like, moment in the process.
Did you always think this would be the first song you put out there?
Do you know what? I didn't. It was quite, like, we kind of worked it out, like, when the whole album was finished. We had a couple different ideas about what the first single would be, and then we thought about with this. We were like, maybe we should hold it till, you know, a little later, and then we all kind of ended up looking at each other and being a bit like... Why would we not just put this out first? It's just absolutely what I want to say the most, and it's my favorite song on the album.
Proper statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so.
It is, man, definitely. When did you start writing on your own stuff? Because I guess was it post the 1D hiatus, or did you start having these ideas like last tour or?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'd always done writing sessions in the band, and it was always, you know, for those albums, and some of the stuff just wasn't right for those albums, so nothing really happened with them. And then in terms of writing for this, I did, I think, 3 weeks of writing at the end of February last year. And that was supposed to be me starting kind of writing, and then the movie thing happened, so I kind of stopped for about 5 months and did absolutely no music, which was actually kind of amazing, to be honest, because, you know, when I came back to it, I felt like I'd had a real break and just felt like all I wanted to do was write music.
When you came back to it, did you look at some of it and go, I don't remember writing any of this?
Yeah, a little bit. There was some of it where I was like, okay, yeah, all right, great, okay, we have that. But then we came back to it, and then everything was written last year apart from one song that I wrote about 3 years ago that's on the album, that I kind of just had like a very rough voice note of.
Well, that's great. So it's all there. It's all very sort of present, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was all, I think, apart from two or three songs, it was all from July last year to December. So it's pretty... Everything's pretty new. Basically, I wrote the most of the album in Jamaica. I was in Jamaica for 2 months writing. And basically, I was with a couple of guys who are all pretty amazing musicians. And I think I just realized that they're so amazing because every time they walk past an instrument, they stop and play it for, you know, half an hour or something. And I kind of realized that's how you actually get good at that. So there was one, I just finished lunch early one day and went down, sat at the piano kind of for 10 minutes by myself. And we kind of had all the parts by the time everyone came down. So then we just recorded it, and it was, I think it's the quickest song on the album, actually. It was a pretty, it was a fast one.
It's funny you say that with the band and, you know, the little notes I have, for this. The one thing that comes across is you wanted that band around you. You wanted musicians that you know and you trust, and, you know, the producers and writers you've been working with as well.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was it was a group of like new guys that I hadn't worked with before. And I think the thing is, when like the only thing that I knew I wanted to do when I started the album was I just wanted it to be honest, and I really wanted it to be something that I wanted to listen to, and that I liked playing. And the thing with the guys is, like, obviously it's always a bit weird going into a writing session with people you don't know, trying to write, you know, honest lyrics and stuff. And I think I found this group of guys where I felt really comfortable in terms of, you know, being vulnerable and just writing exactly what it was that I wanted to say. And I think when you find that environment that's kind of comfortable to write like that, you just want to stay in that. So I kind of went out with these guys who were all pretty young, and we all just wanted to, like, write stuff that we liked. And I think that's why we've kind of ended up with an album that we're really happy with. So I hope that comes across.
Knowing you, yeah. You don't, you know, you've always been, you know, watched you grow up. You never surrounded yourself by people that tell you what you want to hear. I guess that's important, hugely important in this scenario as well, right?
Yeah, I think it's good to have, you know, I'm also aware that, like, I haven't been in music for my whole life. So I think there's definitely times when I know there's people who've been doing it a lot longer than me, and there's people who know things that I don't. I mean, even being around musicians who I know are all incredible musicians, that's really inspiring. So I think in terms of getting better, it's important to surround yourself with people who are you can learn from. So I think I was lucky to be able to do that, for sure.
And Harry, you say, you know, you haven't been in music long, but I guess in the grand scheme of things, you've been working all your adult life. It's that thing where I think Louis's mum, bless her, said it the best when she said, you know, he went off to X Factor and he never came home. That was it. Mm. And he was a kind of, you know, he was a very young man when that happened. And you're the same. You went off to audition and he never went home. You've been working all your adult life. So when you know when 1D did kind of go on hiatus, did you take time off before you started working, or you know, and to live and to be, or did you want to get straight into it?
I did. I took like a couple months. I took, I think, December off, and then kind of part of January. And then I also really like working. I mean, I also, it's like, it's a really good time, kind of, you know, I'm very lucky to be able to, you know, write songs and make music and stuff. So that's not, you know, it's something that I find really fun as well. So I kind of wanted to get straight into it, to be honest. I know I just don't enjoy sitting around not doing anything. So I kind of wanted to get straight to it, to be honest. But I took a little bit of time. I took long enough to feel myself get bored and then realize that I was ready to go again. But,
and how much do you miss playing live? Because that must be, especially when you've been playing live constantly for as long as you've been playing live. I mean, that's a drug that I imagine it's very difficult to kind of to live without. So you must be looking forward to that again.
Yeah, I think that's always been, it's always been my favorite part of the whole experience, is the performing and the touring part. I think just the adrenaline. I think also just that's the time when you get to go out and kind of see people who are kind of supporting you, which I think is like the most rewarding part of the whole thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to doing that at some point. But I'd say that's probably the part I miss the most.
Listen to another track. We're going to play some McCartney. Is it right, McCartney? Mm. Did McCartney interview you?
He did, yeah. It was more of a discussion.
Yeah, rather than a sit down, grilling.
Yeah, but
he's a fascinating guy, isn't he, McCartney?
I mean, he's one of the best ever.
Before we let you go, Harry, so what's going to happen next? What's the, like, you know, obviously the first track, Sign of the Times, is out now. Mm. Do you know when the album's coming out? Are you sort of, obviously, I know you're in control of all of this, so what are you thinking?
Yeah, so the album will be out kind of soonish. I didn't want to do like a long kind of lead time. So it'll be out relatively soon. And I'm looking forward to bringing that out. I'm gonna be performing on Saturday Night Live next week.
Is that the first performance?
That's the first performance. Yeah. So very exciting.
Best of luck
for me. Thank you very much. And then my other plans mainly consist of coming to your house for dinner.
Excellent, excellent. What do I have to cook? Yeah.
I'll let your wife cook because I've had your cooking before.
That is so out of order. You know I'm the daddy when it comes to that. And listen, before we let you go,
you look better in an apron,
Dunkirk. Because I know you talk a lot about being out of your comfort zone, and that's important to you. And I mean, there can't be anything more out of your comfort zone than your first gig doing a Christopher Nolan film. How was it?
It was one of the best experiences of my life. Honestly, it was amazing. It was a real challenge. I think the movie's gonna be great. I think he's amazing. It was pretty amazing to be involved in the whole project. I'm a massive fan of his movies.
Well, fair play to you, man. I know you had to fight to get that part as well.
Thank you. But honestly, I mean, I really loved being the new guy. To be honest, I loved kind of being out so far out of my comfort zone. It felt really good to kind of have no idea what I was doing for a little bit. So
make the most of it. Only happens once. Then you're the sophomore. Then it's like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Then I get absolutely no slack.
Exactly. Yeah, that second movie is going to be a toughie. Yeah. Best of luck, Harry.
Thank you so much, man.